waiting alone in the rain. Now, standing alone again in the cabin as a young man, he had experienced a number of such rainy end-of-something days in his life. But because he was still young and little touched by death, they often had to do with school years or athletic seasons. Back before it all happened, during all those long days, nights, weeks, months, and years of training, he thought of the future as a kind of foggy diorama. If everything turned out the way it was supposed to, his later life would be some kind of stroll with a desirable female into the middle distance, a happy American epilogue befitting the narrative line, inspiring music crescendoing into the Warner Brothers logo, a glad coda for a three-act culture. But he had always kept it nebulous in his head, and now that the time had come, he found that the girl had actually married someone else and gone away, and he had not won the big race, and he would not grace any cereal boxes. Also, he didn't know how to stroll, and there was no music except for one eerily chipper Gilbert O'Sullivan ditty that he could not turn off in his head. Something about climbing a tower and launching yourself into the indifferent void. Standing there in the familiar, musty half-light of a late summer thunderstorm, he thought, it's just like the lady always said. No bugles, no drums. The small television set was where he had left it, in the oven, cord wrapped round and round. A bunch of books were still stacked next to the cot in the small bedroom in the back. A fan's notes, the bushwhacked piano, Zen and the art. He had done a lot of reading out here as he lolled around between workouts, trying to coax his body back to life so he could go out and carefully brutalize it again. Loll. That was the word for it. Time lolled away, napping, thinking, daydreaming, waiting for his damaged corpuscles to rearrange themselves into a more perfect union. He went to the plate glass window at the front of the cabin, and sure enough, down in one corner were the faint, dusty outlines of the words he had written in reverse mirror script on the foggy pane one lonely winter afternoon long ago. Help. Imprisoned in February. I should unpack, he thought. I should make the bed, get this place organized. Something. But there it was. No ambition. At all. So he did what he had done so many thousands of times before when his life was at loose ends and he didn't have a thought in his head. He pulled on his togs and blew out the front door and was hitting right at 6-minute pace before the screen door had even finished double slamming behind him. His battered lemon-yellow 914 was still clicking in the cool rain as he splashed down the ruddy red clay drive that always reminded him of North Carolina. He turned at the blacktop and, after a quick half mile, veered off at the familiar trailhead and disappeared into the forest. He had felt so logy that he was surprised his legs loosened up quickly on the carpet of pine needles, and it wasn't long before he fell into a miler's tempo stride and began clipping miles off at not much slower than 5-minute pace. It was much too fast for over distance, he knew, but he wasn't training anymore. He was just running. The trail went deep into the endless stand of blackjack pine and water oak and up by Otter Springs, and then almost all the way down upon the Suwannee River, where, in fact, very few old folks stay. 4 miles into the run, at the bottom of a gentle rise that he called Blackberry Hill, he was startled to see his own ghostly footprints at the edge of the trail. He remembered the day he had made them long ago. It was rainy, like this, and he was skirting a big puddle, trying to keep his shoes dry as long as he could. Strange to think the evidence of his ephemeral passing would still be here, hardened into the earth, partially hidden by encroaching weeds, like poor little Lucy's footprints on that plain in Africa, still there after 3 million years. Taking the hill with big strides, he thought, we never really know what will happen to the scratches we make in this thin...